SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He currently faces three charges, but U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says that is likely just the start for 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen.
This was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States, with the defendant making clear what his intent was. And that intent was to bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Saturday's chaotic encounter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. resulted in shots being fired. Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate the president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in the exchange, but is expected to recover. Secretary of State Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue for the Trump administration. That's why it appears the U.S. will reject an Iranian proposal to release its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. ends its blockade of Iranian ports. The White House says President Trump's national security team has discussed the offer. Mr. Trump will be addressing it later. Pomp and circumstance later this morning as British royalty is welcomed to the White House.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are being treated to a formal, elaborate South Lawn arrival ceremony with thousands of people in attendance to welcome them. The traditional military arrival will feature a 21-gun cannon salute and inspection of troops. President Trump and the King will then meet in the Oval Office. The royal visit comes amid strained relations between the President and Britain's Prime Minister over trade, NATO, and the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 104 points, NASDAQ futures down 127. This is SRN News. Virginia embraces church-state partnerships.
A new law will make it easier for congregations to build affordable housing on their land if they wish to. Virginia, like many states, has a lot of homeless people, and churches are looking for ways to help solve the problem. Sheila Hennessy of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy likes the measure, telling the Christian Post, quote, "It allows faith communities to care for neighbors and is the most meaningful policy addressing the housing shortage to pass this year." Michael Harrington reporting.
The 250th birthday of the U.S. is necessarily the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Scholars are pointing out that the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In its opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed that the laws of nature and of nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political ties with Great Britain. This is SRN News. The national political spotlight shines on Governor Ron DeSantis as he pushes for a new congressional map in Florida. His proposal aims to give Republicans four more seats, equivalent to expected Democrat gains in Virginia. Multiple birth pregnancies happen occasionally in some animals, but typically not quite to this degree.
A ewe at a farm in Vermont has given birth to six lambs, sextuplets, and their mother all doing very well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable. The mother previously had had quadruplets, and while a recent checkup indicated she would have two lambs this time, the farm's owner suspected more, and they were right. When the big day came, it was, well, one baby after another. Veterinarians say the sextuplets in sheep, very rare. Jason Walker reporting.
SRNNews.com.